In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness grasped it not. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, sacred scripture speaks of light with regard to our Lord and the Lord's coming, both in the Old Testament and in the New. And if we consider the various accounts of the gospel, we have, first of all, the shepherds, which is in part of the gospel tonight, and also the dawn gospel. And then we have the wonderful accounts of St. Matthew of the coming of the Magi and the star that led them to Jerusalem and eventually right to the Christ child. And when we consider this light then, especially amid the darkness of the physical night, and more importantly, amid the darkness of the moral light, we have a very, very precious and a beautiful lesson. First of all, what does that light represent? It represents God's revelation and God's making revelation, making knowledge known, and a manifestation of making it known that it did come from God. With the shepherds, we see that the angels came and spoke to them and told them what they would find. And what does it mean? It means that the Savior, whom the Jews had waited for all those thousands of years, that he has come, he is born. And then the angel a sign that says, you'll go and you'll find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes. Well, that was not exceptional. But the child was placed in a manger. It would be a feed trough, really. It's a very, very poor thing. And they go, and that's what they find. And what is the revelation here? That this is not just some baby. Well, this is rather the Savior. This is God made man. When we consider the Magi, they came to Jerusalem. They had seen the star that God had put in a miraculous manner in the heavens, whether it was a physical star or the appearance of a star, nevertheless it led them. But yet they also had some knowledge of what it meant. He said, they asked the people in Jerusalem, where is the King of the Jews? We have seen his star. And there we have something mysterious, because sacred scripture does not tell us exactly how they knew that this star pointed to the newborn King of the Jews, and yet they did. And one possibility is that the various times that the Jews were taken from their homeland and brought to Babylon and Syria and so on, spread all around what we call today the Middle East and beyond, of course they had the prophecies going back all the way to the book of Genesis about the coming of the Redeemer. They also know where he would be born and so on. And so the wise men may have found out in that manner, or God may have communicated to them in a very direct manner. So that is something we don't know. You might say that's one of the joys of heaven, might be to ask that question. Nevertheless, they knew when they came to Jerusalem, they were seeking out the King of the Jews, someone very special, someone from whom they should make a considerable journey. And then eventually they were led, in part because of the prophecies that the Jews had, and then the star reappeared and led them right to the place where the Christ child was. And it seems it was a little time later, so it probably wasn't still in the stable, but it was in Bethlehem. St. Joseph decided stay in Bethlehem because that was where God had directed him. So we usually in our nativity scenes put it all together, and of course that's fitting. So we have then with these lights, the light of the angel and the light of the star, God talking to man and saying, this is this wonderful truth. The next thing that we need to pay attention to is that in both cases, those who heard heeded. So the shepherds heard, and they said, let us go over to Bethlehem to see this word which has come to pass. The beautiful German song, Transe amus usque Bethlehem, would be the Amos Book of Verbum, put back to this. It's in Latin, but it's and the German is very, very moving. Let's go over to Bethlehem to see where this comes to pass. So we see a big contrast between the shepherds who respond promptly, and then the people of Jerusalem, the scribes and the Pharisees, who are all shaken up by it, all of this discussing it, and of course Herod, who's just looking for a way to slaughter the Christ child. So they received and they acted on it. In like manner then, we find that the Magi not only saw that this special celestial body and had this knowledge, but they acted on it. They came, and we understand a considerable journey. So there is a lesson that fits what St. John says in the very beginning of his gospel. It's the last gospel of an ordinary Mass, and it's actually the gospel for the third Mass of Christmas. And it says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, he gave the power to be made the sons of God. As many as received him, it means an action then, not just a passiveness. You see that both on the part of the shepherds and then on the part of the wise men. The shepherds from among the Jews, the wise men from among the Gentiles. And then finally, with both of them, upon finding the humility of the Christ child, they didn't scorn it. They didn't say, this isn't good enough. They rather adored. And then they went their way rejoicing. They went their way with great happiness. And what a beautiful example for us on Christmas then, as we contemplate the birth of the Savior in Bethlehem, of course, his eternal birth of his Father, and his birth in our own hearts. And we must share in that joy, the joy of the shepherds, the joy of the wise men, the joy which the world can neither give nor take away. May God bless you. Merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.